This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. Today, there's another great show where we welcome back Figs O'Sullivan for the third time, and for the first time, his wife, Teal. And they are both emotionally focused psychotherapists for couples who work to foster more secure emotional attachments for those they reach in every day within themselves. And today, we talk about their podcast, Come Here to Me Podcast, where every other week, Figs and Teal share a portion of their personal couples therapy session with their therapist and share their expertise from the perspective of relationship experts and their feelings around this process. And it's really great to hear them talk about what it's like to do this and to share personal experiences. And it's always good and reassuring to know that, like, even the experts, even two therapists, need to go to therapy, and they have their ups and downs, and they share those with us and the tools to help get through. So if you guys have heard past episodes with Figs, we love having him on. He's a great guy, and it was great to have Teal, his wife, on, who is also amazing. So as always, thanks for tuning in. Really appreciate you guys listening to the show, telling your friends and family, and leaving us those reviews. Hope you're having a great day. Enjoy today's show. Hey, Figs and Teal, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us, Chase.
Yes, thank you, Chase.
Figs, this is your third time on and Teal's first time. So excited to be talking to both of you together. And today we're going to be talking about your relatively new podcast, and that is Come Here to Me, where you talk about your therapy sessions and have kind of like the way I see it. I've not listened, but I did go on the website and read and watch some of the videos. But it's like a post-session breakdown. So really excited to dive into that. And let's start with what made you guys decide to do a podcast like this and maybe describe the podcast.
Yeah, again, thank you, Jason. I really appreciate, you know, your podcast, we, you know, is one of the leaders in this, you know, relationship guidance space. So just the very fact that you'd even have us on and talk about our new offering is hugely exciting for us. Yeah, I'll start.
Yeah, that's right. Good.
So firstly, you know, Teal and I are, you know, we're husband and wife, and we run a therapy practice together, right? We're like both couples therapists. We train all of our staff how to be good couples therapists. Or we fired up, no. or we trained them even harder. Of course, we have two kids and we're like married and we try not to kill each other, right?
Yes.
Because we do so many things together. So one of the main reasons, to be honest, we decided to do the podcast is with, you know, the pandemic and working nonstop and the kids being at home, like we really felt our relationship was suffering. And we just wanted to find a creative way to work on our relationship, you know, that we were spending time with each other. And of course, I'm a little bit of a, I can't, sometimes it's a good part of me, other times it gets me in trouble. I'm a little bit of a I mean, we try not to use the expression "kill two birds with one stone." What is it we say in the podcast?
Coconuts, like take two coconuts down from a tree with one baby coconut.
Try not to hurt the birds, but yeah. So I thought, forgive my cursing, but why don't we do something that would be actually really helpful for our clients and audience, as well as just help ourselves? So that was Come Here to Me. The podcast kind of was born out of, you know, but we really needed some way to attend to our relationship.
That we just weren't, like, I think we had had the idea, like, let's just talk, let's process, right. Or let's do a podcast where we just are talking about, like, process, like doing couples therapy with ourselves.
Yeah.
And we were not able to get it on the books. Like, just, it was something was, someone was, you know, sick or needed to, you know, have homeschooling, or we needed to exercise. It just, like, it fell off. So I felt like, you know,
and made us do it. Yeah. Like having
hiring someone to hold the space.
Exactly. Having it on the schedule that we had this meeting with a third party, it kept us accountable. But let me tell you a little bit about the structure of the show, right? So there are two different types of episodes in the Come Here to Me podcast. And the first is we're actually meeting with our Figs and Teal, the couple, just as regular human beings, we're not the couple's therapist. We meet with a couple's therapist and we talk about what happened in the session on the front end of the podcast episode. Then we actually share a segment, unedited, of the actual couples therapy session. And then we talk about what we learned, what we took away, and what we think would be useful for, you know, the listeners or viewers, because we also put them on the episodes on YouTube. What would be a good takeaway? So that's one type of episode. And as you can imagine, it's like, you know, it's quite exposing. You know, we really work hard when we're in the actual therapy sessions not to be, you know, trying to make ourselves look pretty. Like, I have been known to pluck my eyebrows.
I don't. I look grizzled.
Yeah, right.
And I'm just owning it.
Yeah, right. You look great. So there's those episodes. And then the other episodes we do is where because we both basically live and breathe couples therapy, we're often talking to each other about, like, oh, I wish people got this thing, or will you hear what I was working on with a couple this week? And we have these great conversations about particular aspects of how to help people have a better relationship. Mm-hmm. So we end up doing episodes where we share those, like, you know, coffee talk conversations that we have. Although we usually have them in the hot tub.
Now we do.
Exactly.
We're lucky.
So yeah, so they're the two type of episodes.
Well, I think it's such a service, and it's important to be reminded that we all need help with our relationships and our personal individual relationships with ourselves and with our partners, that two quote-unquote experts, therapists, going to therapy, and then you guys sharing that. And I'm reading this book to my daughter, Stella, who's six, and I just last night read, there's this page, and it's a really cute book, and the horse says to this boy, he's like, you know what the greatest illusion in life is? And the boy says, what? And it's that everything needs to be perfect. And I think we look up to experts, or you look up to a podcast host or a relationship podcast host, and you're like, yep, they got it all figured out. And it's like, no, this takes work, and there's stress and all kinds of things. And so getting help is so important. And so you guys sharing that transparently is really valuable. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the specifics. So could you give an example of a show and something you're processing in a therapy session, and we can talk about that, and then what you learned from that particular session?
Yes. I love the example where you're just sort of invoking an image of you and your daughter and this idea of perfection for experts. And it just feels, you know, validating as well. So thanks. The things that we talk about, it feels like a really memorable session that we had with our therapist that we were feeling a little stuck around was sex and intimacy. So an example was just sort of saying like, hey, we're kind of scared. We were both kind of nervous to talk about it just in general with our therapist and, you know, really vulnerable and just big pieces of our, both of our histories and shyness and embarrassment, kind of like, we feel like we should be over here, but we're actually over here. So, you know, it was just the process of having a safe space to talk about it and, moving through, you know, how it touched the attachment dance that we have together and feelings around, am I really important to you? Am I really safe here? Are you enough for me? Or am I enough for you? And just the profound way that just talking about something like sex and intimacy, which is something that so many of us have, you know, longing around and shame around talking about. That felt like a really powerful episode to me. Yeah. What do you think?
No, that was a hugely powerful episode. You know, and that's, look, the reason we, you know, the main reason we thought this would be valuable to share is, like, Chase, just to agree with you again, is that a lot of what I think makes us successful as couples therapists is that we, from the very outset, we're couples, we're trying to let them know that perfection is the enemy of the good. And in some ways, we help people have a better relationship by limiting or managing their expectations of what a better relationship actually looks like. And so we're using ourselves as examples of, hey, listen, we have reactive parts, we get angry, we shut down, we minimize, we problem solve when we should just be present. Like we do all the same stuff our clients do, but there isn't, I think one of the problems couples get into is just they think that they should be much better than they actually are.
Yeah.
Whereas coming to accept who you are, your partner is, and who we are together is actually where the greatest connection and love and healing can happen. So this is what we really wanted to see. Could we actually have the courage to not teach it, but show it, right? That we are really, look, I'm unbelievably difficult person to be with. Let's be clear. I have every reactive trick in my repertoire. And you're just a little bit difficult. Yeah, well, thank you. But so yeah, so we wanted to demonstrate it. And I think that was, Teal, like that was a great episode. Like just to see that, look, we have the same, I mean, you know, there's a wide variety of feelings and stories people can be living inside around sexual intimacy, but we have ours and they're vulnerable and it's hard to talk about. And so that was really powerful that we did the episode on sexy time. That's just what I call it. I can't help that.
It sounds reverent when you talk about it.
Reverent like or irreverent, I hope, or reverent, I guess.
I just interpret it as I will.
I like it. So one of the other episodes that I just thought was really powerful is there was an episode, this episode relatively early on in the podcast, but I think we've released about 10 episodes so far. So I'm really bad at remembering which one. There was an episode around the fourth episode, I believe, where you got in touch with a lot of your pain around, you know, for just want of a better word, like feeling abandoned and, you know,
Yeah. Like,
you know, bring it all back up now, you know. And I just remember there was just a way in which I really got in touch with just how much I love you and want to be there for you. And like, but that's the most important thing for me. Mm. Like a lot of times when you're feeling those things, right, and it comes up between us, I can feel you're disappointed
in me. I've got daggers in my eyes, right? I'm not like in a puddle. And in this case, you're right. Like I remember that. And I remember how you moved towards me. And I was like in such a place, Chase, of just feeling like I am broken. I am unlovable. You know, so just these experiences that, you know, you might have in a good couples therapy experience of just getting to be, it was so healing for me.
That we were able to transition from, we got stuck, you were in the depth of your, no one's there for me, you won't be there for me, pigs. I was able to, like, I was defensive and withdrawn, and then was able to transition to feeling you know, soft towards you, and then actually be there for you by showing you just how much I love and care and want to be there for the part of you that feels abandoned. And you were able to let me in. So I was able to be actually enough in that moment. And look, like these are, it's like a cinematic moment, right? Where you can go, we could go in the space of a therapy session from disconnection and it seemed hopeless and everything is terrible to feeling more connected to each other than we ever could have without visiting those painful places. So look, for us, these episodes have been, you know, episodes, our therapy sessions have been really transformational.
They have. And thanks for reminding me of that. It's like, it brings up all these kind of, you know, powerful, warm feelings for me. I do think it did its work in that moment. And now it's like, we're on to new problems. It's great. Yeah,
but there's always new problems.
But also just for you, Chase, you know, and any potential listeners that, you know, these episodes are not just totally heavy and like the doldrums. And of course, I mean, there's a beautiful arc of challenge and beauty and hopefully coming out on the other side most of the time. But there's also, makes America kind of funny. We've got at least
we find ourselves
funny. We find ourselves funny. And so there's some some very, there's a lot of humor mixed up in these, you know, just to titrate the challenge with the light.
Right. And look, the last thing I would just say is, like, you know, most people, they're looking to fix things. There's something wrong in our relationship and we need to fix it. And like, that makes sense. And they're going to keep doing that. And like, the weird thing though about the paradoxical thing about what actually quote unquote fixes something is we don't work on trying to fix it. We try and help, when we work with couples, we try and help the couple be in a present moment and try and help them find connection in a given present moment. So it's all about what we refer to as present moment processing. Because if we can go from disconnection to connection in a present moment, then we can take that feeling of, oh, we just went from not being a team to being a team, and magnify that, grow it in these other aspects of people's lives. But it doesn't make intuitive sense for people at first. Like, why would us getting to a connected place in this moment help us resolve these bigger issues? And it's hard not to just go, look, there's a leap of faith that you're just gonna, the proof is in the pudding, let's do it, and then you'll get to see how it feels better. And so again, we just were really excited about, and I'm still excited about, we get to demonstrate present moment processing and just how much more connected a couple, and the beauty of it, namely us, we can feel when we resolve present moments with each other and not just try and fix the issue of the day.
Amen.
Thank you.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Women's health, especially PMS and perimenopause, has been one of those chronically neglected areas when it comes to research and solutions. Thankfully, we have today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth. Our sponsor, Happy Mammoth, saw that there were no effective nature-inspired solutions to these issues. So they made one, EstroControl. Relationship advice listeners can now get 15% off your entire order on happymammoth.com with our promo code IDO at checkout. EstroControl contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health. The way EstroControl eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that is where all of our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, some women may start having PMS symptoms, like spots on the skin, cravings, and feeling low all of a sudden. EstroControl was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month. EstroControl is made especially for women who are premenopausal. It's really great for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS becomes really rough. I personally struggle from PMS firsthand, from super discomfort, to just not feeling like myself. PMS has put me through the ringer time and time again, and I know it's not just me. I've seen my relationship suffer in those times when PMS takes over. Estro Control works to relieve many of those consuming PMS symptoms, helping us regain control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with a promo code IDO at checkout. That's happymammoth, MAMMOTH.com, and use the promo code IDO for 15% off your first order. After a decade of hosting this podcast and talking to hundreds of experts, we know that money is one of the biggest stressors in relationships. Now, while worrying about money and anxiously awaiting payday doesn't help, Earnin actually does by putting the money you earn in your hands today. Our sponsor, Earnin, is an app that gives you access to your pay-as-you-work up to $100 a day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Many couples end up fighting about finances, especially when surprise costs arise. Earnin allows you to seamlessly deal with the unexpected trip to the vet or that splurge on date night without the added stress, letting you both focus on what really matters. Earnin is helping millions of Americans feel self-sufficient and to worry and fight less about money. All of this without debt traps, mandatory fees, or credit checks. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in relationship advice under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's relationship advice under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Can you talk a little more specifically about that? Because I was going to ask how couples can get the most out of therapy, right? And that's kind of what you're saying is the type of processing. So how do you guys approach, I know you do this post-processing in your podcast after the therapy session, how can a listener practice this present moment processing? And what are some other things to do to think about getting the most out of a therapy session or listening to this podcast and then implementing tools that they hear?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, look, here are just some of the, like, you know, and please, Teal, jump in, right? Some of the main things that we're always trying to help couples see inside themselves. And then, of course, we demonstrate our stuff, right? So couples get to see us do it, or, you know, do it badly at first, right? Because we're fighting in a session, right? Arguing with each other. Mm-hmm. Is the first thing we're always like, underneath any issue that a couple is talking about, there's something else going on, right? There's an emotional system that's happening between the two people. And so, you know, we're just like everyone else. We get in emotional systems and we're temporarily unconscious to it. Now, I emphasize temporarily. What would make us, let's say, we would be somewhat worthy of the expert word is our negative interactionary cycles, these negative emotional systems we get into with each other, they are temporary for us because we become aware, oh, look at us. We thought we were talking about sex, or we thought we were talking about money, but it turns out, what is it that's actually happening right now between us? What's happening right now is I'm feeling not heard, and when I feel not heard, I start to talk louder. The louder I talk, the more you feel like I'm disappointed in you, the more you feel like I'm disappointed in you, the more contracted you get, and the less likely you are to be able to listen to me. And, oh, geez, would you look? Here it is. We thought we were trying to resolve sex or money or, you know, dish, who's going to do the dishes. But we better resolve this current emotional system first. So the first thing is, like, be aware of it. And, of course, we give you that opportunity to see us do it and show you how we become aware of it. And then hopefully once you're aware of it, you see it's both of us. It's the two of us. This is not just a Figs problem, or it's not just a Teal problem. It's a it's a, you know, a hyphenated problem. It's Figs hyphen Teal. Mm. It's a double barrel name. It's never just one person. Look at what we're co-creating. And then if you can get that we're co-creating it, the only reason it's happening, like in the example I just made up, is because Figs being heard by Teal, it must be really important. My God, Teal is unbelievably important to Figs, and he's hurting inside, and that's why he's starting to talk louder. And why would Teal hurt and get contracted and look like she's going away when Figs starts to talk louder? Is because, oh my, it really hurts if it looks like I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
So they would be examples where we help people actually see us go through that problem, not to get it wrong, get stuck in a system, see it, start to have empathy for each other's hurt feelings, and then be able to return to the same topic we were talking about. But now, instead of being in a negative system, we're both holding very lovingly. Poor little Figs doesn't feel heard. I want to hear you. And like, you know, poor little Teals, he feels like I'm judging her. Oh, sweet.
Oh, sweet.
Right. So we're able to go through that. It's not that we're perfectly there all the time. We have to go through that journey of, we try and have a conversation, it goes badly. Wait a second. Are we in a negative system? Yes, we are. Ah, shoot. Look at me. I'm starting to talk too loud. Why? Oh, I don't feel heard. It hurts. What's the impact on you? Ah, flip it. You're feeling like I'm disappointed in you. It hurts. No wonder you're not able to listen to me. And then we can fill that space of understanding it with love, empathy, and compassion with each other.
And that's like a constant process, I think, right. Sitting with a couple. Like recently I've been saying, like, let's not do New Year's resolutions process. Like people are like, well, what are we going to do? Like, how do we get back? Like, how can we do this next time? It's like, that's like the New Year's resolution stuff. You're like, we're going to do it like this next time. It's like, just what's happening right now.
Right.
And I think the world, I think all of our consciousness is like set up in a way for us to not be here right in this moment. So we're kind of holding people in this loving embrace, be here now. What's happening now inside of you? What's happening now between the two of you?
Exactly.
And that is really powerful. That just works. Breakthroughs happen. It's magnificent what can happen just being in.
And this is, I think, to your point, Chase, this is like, look, if there was just some like, just do these things, let me give you five things and you just go do them. Like, that's what everyone wants, right? Because it's really quick content to consume, right? I can give you a five things article, right? And I'll get more readers of it. And people will just scroll down and read the top five bolded parts, the titles. But it just doesn't actually work like that, right? Because we just have to get better at exercising a muscle. There's a muscle that allows us to be with what is in a present moment. And we're going to be really challenged on doing that when what is I'm hurting, feeling not met by you, and you're hurting, not feeling met by me. Like, it's for some period of time, it's actually going to be impossible that both people could tolerate actually meeting each other in the pain of this moment where we're both feeling not met. And what we do is we guide people instead of trying to get away from that pain, which is what everybody wants to do. How do I do better? Or how do you do better? Right.
How do we do it next time?
Yeah. How do we do it next time? Instead of actually doing that, we actually bring people deeper into the disconnection and have them disarm this rope.
Ooh.
All of their weapons and shields and like turtle like shells that they hide under. Take it easy on the underwear.
Okay,
started getting excited.
I know.
But so and then actually meet each other in I'm hurting and you're hurting, and this is this weird, weird thing. That's where people can love each other the best, in that place that they were desperately trying to avoid feeling. If they could just go deeper into it with a little bit of help and guidance along the way.
If only it was so easy as those five bullets.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. And this is the thing, like, look, you know, and this always drives me crazy. you know, I every now and again, I'm bored, right? Because I can't tolerate being with myself in the present moment. I'll see someone and ask a question on Quora, a relationship advice question, right? And I'll go, flip it. I'll just answer. And I look at all the answers. Let's say the question was, you know, my partner never does the dishes, F them, I deserve better. And there's 30 answers. 29 of those answers are going to be people going, yeah, you do deserve better. And you should tell your partner this, right? Or like, you know, there's all sorts of this advice. And it's either you change your behavior, question asker, or get your partner to change your behavior. And so I'm the 30th answer where I go, hey, look, I think you're actually in the system. It sounds like they're probably hurting, being a disappointment to you. And you must be really hurting, not feeling considered. Oh, my heart goes out to both of you. This is so hard. I look like a crazy person, right? Everybody wants to consume and believe that asking someone else to change or me changing will actually make it better. Listen, the verdict is in, the data is in. It doesn't work. Now, it's good for our business because eventually people, after trying to change other people and change themselves over and over and over again, and the relationship gets in a more shitty situation than it was before, they end up at our doorstep. Because it's not going to work. You got to just surrender to, look, we are so important to each other that we get hurt when we're disconnected, and it's heartbreaking for both of us. And then you could fall in each other's arms and be a comfort to each other. Here we are.
The ego wants to make it all about the partner that's not doing the dishes, right? And it's like, that's it. That's the problem. And that's all the commenters. And that's easier to blame, right? And you guys said something earlier that's so important, I think, to remember, is that in a issue in a relationship, it's co-created, in that there's two sides of it. Even if one side, yeah, there's one person that is misbehaving, sure. But how the other person responds is the co-creation. I just had this image when you guys said that. It's like, if we're by ourselves, there's no one to co-create an issue with. But then in a partnership, we're co-creating. And even if one partner is not misbehaving, to use that word, you're still co-creating. So taking responsibility for how you react to your partner's negative behavior is your role. And you don't actually have to be the person that's not doing the dishes, but how you ask your partner about not doing the dishes, are you going to yell at them? Are you going to stonewall? Or are you going to try to come together, like you said, and like you commented, we're both hurting, we both want something, how can we come together? And easier said than done, but I think that's such an important thing to someone listening that might feel helpless of like, my partner's acting out, they're doing this and that, and they just need to change. And it's like, well, what would you tell to that person who just wants their partner to change, how to sit with that and create change for themselves?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. And some of this is a really hard mindset. And again, it's probably going to be, even if you get it momentarily, you'll lose it. And that's why it's a practice. So look, other people are reactive. Other people don't show up in the world, and it's going to hurt your feelings. And you're going to react in some way. You're definitely going to react. You're not going to stop reacting. You're just not. You're not going to get to a place, nor will your partner or anyone else on the planet, of perfect non-reactivity. You're not going to get to a perfect place of perfect consideration for other people. It's not going to happen. You're definitely going to get in negative cycles with people. I want to repeat this. You're definitely going to get in negative cycles with people. The work starts from there. You are definitely going to get in negative cycles with people. Your partner's going to contribute and you're going to contribute, right? Now what do we do? We have to, instead of most people, when they're trying to resolve like conflict, they look at a video, right? Let's just imagine they play back a video of the fight and they go, where did it begin? And everybody's video usually starts with the other person did something. This video started where the other person did something. And of course, you ask their partner to start the video and they started with the video starts where their partner did something first. Well, what we want to try and help those people do is forget a video. Let's do an instant snapshot. Let's resolve this snapshot, this second, this split 0.01 of a second, and we're going to take a picture of it. What is it that's happening right now? And all four of these things are definitely happening. Partner number one is really hurting inside because they don't feel met in some fundamental way. Partner one is now reacting or protesting hurting inside, is what they do to survive when they're hurting. Partner two is now not being met also, and they're really hurting inside. And it actually makes sense that they would protest or defend themselves, right? In a way that's going to return, like continue to hurt partner one. And those four things just keep looping and looping and looping. Look how terrible this is for both of us. It's absolutely terrible. We're not going to go back and resolve who hurt who first, who was the biggest baddie. We're both hurting and we're both hurting each other. And we always have an opportunity to see it after it's already happening. Don't try and stop it from happening. Don't try and make sure that it'll never happen again. We want to be able to change a moment like that from this is terrible and you're bad or I'm bad to, oh my God, my heart goes out to you and me for the ways we can hurt so much when we're disconnected from each other. It's that mindset that we could end up at that is the key transformational experience. If we can get there, then we can start taking turns where one person can share, hey, when the dishes aren't washed, oh my God, I hurt so much. You have no idea how not considered I feel. If we can get to that first core transformation experience, then we could take a lot of time to be with the pain of the first partner that didn't feel considered about the dishes. We could also take a lot of time to what it's like to be the person where, honestly, I just don't even think about the dishes and I'm in this much trouble. We could actually take some time to be with what's it like to be someone that is often a disappointment to their partner or spouse. That must be brutal, right? But so it all starts with we can see this, it's both of us. And this is the interesting thing, Chase, that you said, taking responsibility is something that we want people to do. And this, again, is going to be paradoxical. It's going to sound weird to people. We're not looking for people to take responsibility for their actions until much further into the process. The first thing we're trying to do is get shared empathy. Responsibility for your individual part comes later.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Hey, Love Tribe, I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
I love how you broke that down, Figs. And what would you say to someone who is trying to get to that place of, you know, who hurt who first, and then they get to that place of empathy, and my heart goes out to you and to me, we're both hurt, but then their partner is still stuck on, nope, I'm hurt, and you did this, this, and this. What would you say to both of them in that situation, how to navigate from there?
I mean, I think that we're going to just stay with that hurt part. Like we know where we're going, right? So we're going to this place where we're going to get sort of a jointly created understanding that we're both hurting. So Biggs and I are both clear about where our destination is. But you're right. Like we're therapists. We're there to love people. And sometimes someone is just hurting and so pissed off. Like we're not going to, you know, I'm not going to throw out like where I want them to be. And I know that's not what you're suggesting.
Yeah, yeah.
You're saying, let's be here right now. I'm just going to give them a lot of love. Like, let's talk about it. Help me get it. And, you know, I do, you know, we both do. And I do, I'll speak for myself, is it's a lot of attachment work. Like I see you, that makes sense. Of course you feel that way. And I'm just going to immerse it in attachment vocabulary that says, that you are mad. You are banging your hand on the table right now. You really want us to get this. And you're helping me get it more and more because I see, as I just say it back to this person, I can see the sadness in their eyes. And I say, you really want them to get it. You really want them to know how much you want them to do the dishes too. That means a lot to you. You're hurting right now. You're hurting right now. When you hurt, you start to get really mad, huh? You start to bang that hand on the table, right? And so that's doing a little bit of the work that Figs is talking about down the line, claiming this responsibility where I'm just reaching right for that heart. You are really sad and you need care and I get it. And ultimately they want their partner to get it. But their partner starts to soften when they hear it. You're really sad. You really want them to be there. And the partner starts to soften when they say, yeah, I can see that. I get pretty critical. I get pretty mad.
I think you're right, spot on, Tio. Like the most important thing always is to accept and validate a person's present moment experience. So this is, again, this is permeates every single thing we do, is we're not trying to change someone's present moment experience. If someone says, like, I'm mad as I say, hey, both of us, you're both hurting and you both hurt each other. Couldn't you love each other? And one person's like, F that, and the fucker never does the dishes, right? Then listen, I'm not going to try and put them in a headlock and
I'm not
force
double
them
down.
No, I'm like, yeah, wait a second. That makes sense. It would really freaking hurt.
Right.
Like, I'm going to accept and validate that part of them. This is where, like, advice, feedback, asking people to take responsibility. I have no rights to ask people to do stuff like that. I have to earn the right to, by being on their team, on their side, where, wait a second, if I'm you, could I really, really get how much it hurts that I'm always the one that has to do the dishes? Actually, that would suck, and I would be pissed. Yeah, and then someone comes along and says, oh, you both hurt each other. I would tell them to get lost too. I'm not ready. Now, if I do that well enough, just like I did it right now, I might have earned their trust enough. It's like that I actually accepted and validated their pissed part, their angry part, right? I might have earned their trust and make contact with the part of them that, look, it actually does hurt. This anger thing is just what I do when it seems like there's no way for me to get my needs met.
And the beautiful.
So now, if I can frame it slightly differently.
Exactly. And that it's so beautiful, right? To see someone start to, like, first of all, you know, we're mirroring what it's like to, you know, love them in their anger. It's not like, get rid of that anger so we can see that gushy part, but it's like, we see it. I can't help seeing that. And, as they're able to recognize, it's a beautiful and empowering moment. Because I think a lot of times people say, you know, it's up to this person and I'm not in power and this sucks for me. Right. And that I'm just like, hey, that's where I'm going to reorganize. You're sitting on a golden egg right there. That love, that sadness. And yes, that way that you shoot daggers out of your eyes. And Chase, I'm really good at claiming things like that and recognizing in other people because I'm like the queen of the daggers shooting out of my eyes.
Yeah, you've got good daggers coming out of your eye when you're pissed at me. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, Chase, the other thing that, and this is where, the plug for all couples therapists that actually, you know what they're doing. Like if people resonate with this model, we do emotionally focused couples therapy. So it's not just us. We didn't invent it or create it. Sue Johnson created this model of therapy and thousands of therapists all over the world. They do it. They videotape the work. It's the most evidence-based, researched way of doing it. When we offer someone the reflection that, hey, you're both hurting and you're both hurting and you both are hurting each other, I assume that reflection is going to be rejected hundreds of times. So this is where I always think poor old couples on their own, let's say someone listens to this and they go rushing to their partner. They like run down the street to meet them and go, I realize what's going on. We both hurt and we're both hurting each other. And their partner goes, oh my God, don't you dare try and get me to take responsibility for your shit. Right. Like, and then they write to me and say, Figs, your stuff is just garbage. Like it's just made everything worse. Look, I get rejected in giving people this reframe that's actually going to soothe their limbic systems and help them love each other for the rest of their life, like over and over and over and over and over again. By the time I finish giving people the, like, reflecting what's happening where both of you make sense, it's not a you or it's not either of you are the bad guy. First time I do it, partner one says, yeah, but wait a second, Biggs, you have no idea how bad my partner really is.
Right, and then you say, and look, and it's happening right now.
Exactly. And so here we are again in the cycle with both of you again. And then they both go, yeah, actually, that makes sense. And then partner two tells me something about how actually they're the most innocent person on the planet. And then I got to offer it again. So we just like, it's just on ending commitment to helping people get inside this window where they're not a threat to each other. But people look, including myself and Tia, when we're in it, people can't be trusted. They're going, everything they do and say are going to make things worse for themselves. Yeah. And that's what we do as therapists is we kind of help them stop blowing themselves up.
Do we do that
until
they get
it. Yeah, you're actually very good at helping me not blow myself up.
This is what I was waiting for. This is why this moment, Chase.
Yeah, you know, like I'm, and you see it in the podcast. Like I'm pretty fiery.
Okay, yes, you are.
I am pretty fiery, and I get myself in trouble. Not just with you, right, but with other people. I get in, Chase, one of the toughest things for me is I get in trouble walking my dog a lot. I get in conflicts with other dog owners. I have a problem. I've worked out the Teal and I relationship part relatively well, still a work in progress, but I got to work out my relationship with other dog owners.
Well, we'll have you back on and we'll do a whole interpersonal.
I really need therapy and not to get in conflict.
That's goals 2022, though.
Exactly.
Well, guys, thank you so much for sharing everything you did on today's show. It's super valuable for me and for our listeners, I'm sure. And I want to listen to the podcast. I know our listeners are going to tune in. Let's wrap up by having you tell our listeners where they can find the podcast, your website, and if there's anything you want to end with or maybe something we skipped over, and then we'll say goodbye.
Well, Chase, thank you so much for having us on today.
So wonderful. Thank you, Chase. Thanks for inviting us here.
Yeah, and look, your audience, you're obviously podcast listeners, if you're here listening to this. So we would love if you would check out Come Here to Me, and you can find us. The website's comeheretomepodcast.com, and you can find Come Here to Me podcast on iTunes and Spotify. And we also do release the videos. So some, you know, there's even more information to see and take in. You can actually see us. And they're on our YouTube channel. And I believe that if you look up Come Here to Me and Figs and Teal, I don't even know the YouTube URL, but it's on YouTube also. And I think that's it.
That's it for the technical parts of where you can find us, and just a message to send out to all of our listeners and to ourselves and to you, Chase, is just to be gentle with yourself and each other and keep fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. That's a great place to wrap up. All the links to your website and your podcast will be in the show notes and at idopodcast.com. And thanks so much for coming back on the show, Figs, and great to meet you, Teal.
Yay. Thank you. Nice to meet you. Bye.
As always, thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest as well as any of their recommendations will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day happy couple challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.